celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
There's a sense of foreboding, because this is a warning. Here it is. To repent is what the sign in the sun will be saved. Genesis chapter 1. God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for, shout the next word. Shout it loudly. Where are they? In the heavens. Let them be for what? Shout it. Signs for seasons and days and years. Now, the number one reason why, all the way down in verse 14, is that God said, and let there be lights in the firmament. Here's why. The number one purpose of the sun is not light. Look back at verse 14. See if you can find what the number one purpose of the sun is. What's the number one purpose of the sun? Somebody said it. Signs. Not light. He made light on the first day of creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth became without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. You say, how do you know that there was a large expanse of time in there? Because God never created anything in chaos. Stop. God never created anything void. God never created anything in darkness. That would be impossible. He is the light of the world. So there on creation's dawning morning, God said, light be. And light did not hold a committee meeting and decide if it should. Light was. Then after that, in verse 14, now he puts bodies in the heavens to divide, because everything was light. So he's got to divide the light from the darkness. Would to God that would happen in here and around the world today, that there could be a separation between the light and the darkness, and we could get out of this gray, dystopian environment where we can't tell right from wrong and day from night and blessing from cursing. The sun was created, number one, as a sign. A sign is a prophetic. Now, let me help those of you that don't understand, you know, $10 spiritual words. Prophetic, what does that mean? It simply means a word from God to his creation. You with me? So a sign in the skies is a prophetic message. Then it's different from a season. He said signs, and then he said seasons. They're not the same thing. A season is a prophetic appointed time, or what we call in Hebrew, moedim. It is an appointed time for God to meet with humanity, and they were great, great celebrations. Now, some of them involved repentance, but the repentance was only for the purpose of the celebration. You following me? Psalm 119, verse 1. I'm going to give this to you from the Message Bible. It's a more up-to-date linguistic presentation of the same truth. Psalm 19, 1. Watch now. God's glory, the manifested tangibility of God, God's glory is on tour in the skies. God's craft is on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures every evening. Verses 3 and 4. So important. Their words, Madam Day, Professor Knight, their words are not heard. Paradox, seeming contradiction. How can you hear what is not spoken? God has set in motion the sun, the moon, the stars to mark sacred times on his celestial timepiece. Every single event is a reminder of God's covenant and a display of his sovereignty and incomparable love. In a solar eclipse, the moon passes between the earth and the sun. So there it is, which causes, although the moon is 400 times smaller than the earth, and the sun is 400 times further away from us than the moon, yet on the timepiece of God, if he aligns them perfectly, night on earth, day on earth will be turned to night. Joel chapter 2, verse 31. Listen to how prophetic this is. Watch. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon shall be turned to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Never before in the history, I had a dear friend this morning say, you know, I may have to leave early today because they're saying they'll probably pull up the National Guard for tomorrow. It's never happened in history that the National Guard was being put on alert during a total eclipse. Never happened. People are emptying, many of you probably have, the grocery shelves. They're stocking up on groceries and cereal and water. They're stocking up, making sure their gas tanks are full of fuel. They're stocking up because there's a sense of foreboding. Because this is a warning. Here it is. To repent is what the sign in the sun will be saying. Seven Salems, this time, get ready, seven cities named Nineveh. Nineveh. The same sign, a solar eclipse, took place in 763 BC. It was known as the Great Assyrian Eclipse. It was given for use to the prophet to Nineveh warning that nation, repent and be saved or ignore this sign and face God's judgment. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus talked about that same event. This is an evil generation, said Jesus. It looks for a sign, but no sign will be given except, shout, except the sign given of Jonah the prophet. As Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so will King Jesus be to this generation. And again, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, Jesus answered when they said, show us a sign. He said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Verse 40, as Jonah, watch me, was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Lord Jesus be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. This was before his crucifixion. What that means is that a total solar eclipse made in the sun was a sign to the nation of Assyria. Along comes Jonah, who lived during the reign of King Jeroboam II of Israel. Those dates, 786 BC to 746 BC. History records a total eclipse over the city of Nineveh in northern Iraq. Watch, June 15, 763, directly in the middle of when Jonah was on the earth. It gets better. That eclipse was on the first day of Elul, which is the Jewish month of repentance. And 40 days later, Judgment Day, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. The great Assyriologist, a man who studied the Assyrian Empire, named Donald Wiseman, wrote an article in 1979, and I quote, that eclipse would totally explain the dramatic reason and reaction of Jonah's prophecy and preaching. At the end of it, history says, the Assyrians were shouting, Nineveh shall be made to repent. God sent Jonah. I'm glad he was listening. After he was dead 3 days in the belly of that whale, and God had that fish spit him out on the shore and raised him from the dead. Now you got a man raised from the dead, and you got a total solar blackout while he's preaching, repent. Anybody know when that happened again? And the sun was as black as midnight at noon, and he raised him from the dead after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Just like Assyria, America today was weak. We have never been weaker on the world stage than America is today. Our enemies mock us, laugh at us, make cartoons about us. Assyria was in the same situation. They were in chaos. If you don't believe we're in chaos, Just drive through your local fast food restaurant on the way home and attempt to order a number one with no pickle. Teaching little children that it's impossible for them to know their biological sex. We're paying teachers and school administrators to do that. They had earthquakes. I'll get there. Famine. I'll get there. They were losing battles with their enemies. They were losing ground. They were in retreat. They were enduring domestic riots and thievery. The Ninevites, like America, were at a strategic inflection point where a choice had to be made. I pray to God, like we, that we, like the ancient Ninevites of Assyria, will heed God's warning in the heavens, believe the sign of Jonah and Jesus, the resurrection of the dead, repent of our waywardness, and live. As a result of what happened in Nineveh, the entire city of 120,000 people accepted Jehovah as the only true and living God. The sign cannot be ignored. The choice is clear. It's judgment or it's God's blessing. Listen, there's a price to be paid for America's immorality and depravity and wanton sinfulness, but there's also a portal, I want to shout, a portal of grace announced by this eclipse happening in the year of the open door, and he's saying, come, come, come to me. Don't be fearful about this sign. Look at somebody and say, fear not. God loves you. Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and paid the sacrificial price to free you and me from every sin. Just like Jonah, King Jesus was raised from the dead and defeated death, hell, and the grave, and he did it for me, and he did it for you.
To many, this is an astonishing revelation. God Almighty has a plan for you, and we're seeing it in great fulfillment regarding end-time prophetic events that are manifesting on the landscape of humanity, displayed to his servants, the prophets, as described in Amos chapter 3 and verse 7, so very long ago. Even those who are misinformed are able to witness the celestial clues provided by a generous and great God. Just a few days ago, multiplied millions, including myself, witnessed a solar eclipse cross the United States from the southwest to the northeast, the first one of its kind in 7 years. God is giving America a choice: peace and prosperity or judgment. Like the first Passover so many thousands of years ago, if you were obedient to God's instruction, placed sacrificial blood on the doorpost and the lintel of your home, you were not only protected, but you were released into great freedom and prosperity. Passover is the first of three commanded annual Moedim, feasts of celebration. They all contain specific blessings with an instruction attached. The blessings of Passover are recorded for us in Exodus chapter 23. You'll have angels on assignment to guide you into your promise. God, secondly, will become an adversary, hear me, to your adversary. Third, you will receive assets, the necessities of life. Then your afflictions will be removed and your promised agelessness, the restoration of your youth and abundance, your time and place to thrive. And then the last of the seven, a brand new beginning. You get a divine do-over. Receive that word today. Now, as always, the miracle of God in your life manifests as a response to your response to his instruction. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, tells us all that Passover is one of three times every calendar year when we are to appear before the Lord and to not come empty-handed. I believe we should make it a worthy offering, as David did in 2 Samuel 24, 24. David said, I will not sacrifice to the Lord that which costs me nothing. I know you want to honor God's specific directive, and you'll respond with your very special commanded Passover, there it is, offering. For your offering at this time, in this celebration of $300 or more, I prepared very special ministry materials, some that will dive deeply into the meanings of this month's signs in the skies, including the solar eclipse. It's powerfully prophetic insight, and every believer needs to have it. That includes you. I also want to send you this stunning, and I mean it is stunning, chalice and bread tray. It's been meticulously crafted in the Holy Land. That's right, in the Holy Land. And it's just like the one Joni and I use in our own home. For all those who will, come on now, stretch your faith, you're believing for a miracle, you need to do something that gets your attention and gets heaven's attention, with your Passover offering of $1,000 or more, I've asked, get ready for this now, the world-renowned Amish craftsman to create this stunning work of art, one of a kind, just for you. It represents a wooden door with the blood of a Passover lamb upon it. It's a stirring reminder of how the blood of Jesus Christ has saved us from our sin, our sickness, and Satan. Oh, call right now with your very best Passover offering. Make sure it arrives before April 30th, or you can write to me at the address on your screen, or click on that secure website, rodparsley.com. Give in faith today at Passover and experience the miraculous seven anointings of Passover in your life.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to his people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies. Powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, this is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. Call now with your commanded Passover offering. Every gift, large or small, honors God. But don't delay. Passover ends on April 30th. Give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
Hard to believe, but we're only a few weeks away from graduation season. Always such a joyous celebration here on our great campus. There are new beginnings for the kindergarten classes all the way through high school and fully accredited bachelor degrees awarded by Valor Christian College. As you consider your future, or the future of someone you love, I believe Valor Christian College, the school of revival, should be right at the forefront of your focus. As I said, Valor, fully accredited, financial, federal aid available to qualifying students. You can earn your bachelor's degree in Christian ministry with exciting new minors in biblical counseling, music direction, biblical languages, and nonprofit leadership. We're always growing at Valor, and it's time to get started on your journey to become a culturally incorrect world changer of redemptive change. For more information, it's as easy as clicking on valorcollege.edu. Write it down, valorcollege.edu. Before you know it, you'll be shaking hands with me as you receive your diploma. Call or go to Valor's website. Do it today. And I'll see you next time right here on Your Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you.